Blog Talk Radio.
Have a great 2 hours. If you want to pick up the phone and call me, my number is 1347-850-8721. And tonight this is gonna be a great night. We are gonna talk about, you know, everything from, you know, what's going on in the soaps, what's going on in primetime, daytime, you know, we are just going to talk about all, and let's see, I have no callers yet, and let's see, what's going on? Well, there's so much to talk to about, Zeno Hospital, Days of Our Life, Y&R, B&B, you know, all of it. And, you know, I know you guys, I haven't been a great fan of anyone's. So I'm just waiting for Brenda to call in. And we've been having crazy weather here. Today, it was like 75, and then in an hour, it went down to 50. It was like one of those crappy weather. So that's what's going on weather-wise here. Me-wise, well, I just won this whole thing with Jade Sam and Viola. I'm sick of that couple. You know, I mean, they were going to have such a good scene today. Okay, nothing happened. Nothing. And then this, is my theory that nothing's ever going to happen with this couple. And, you know, I know if I have any Dave Sam callers, listeners that listen to me, I'm sorry, but I've never been... for you couple, I mean, it's like, I don't know, I'm Carly, so I do my own thing, and I like the couples I love, and no amount of money or no amount of singing my mind is, going to do it. Oh, okay, goody. Bridget, yay. Hey, you.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm so glad you called in because I didn't know why I was, you know, I'm like talking to myself, but usually I went online, but yeah. I mean, I know you don't want ZH Live, but their scene never even came to light.
Oh, I know. I watched it today on YouTube.
Okay.
It was so cheesy. I mean, who goes in a hike with fucking hooker boots? I'm sorry.
Well,
nobody
in their
right freaking mind would walk in hiking quotations in hooker boots. I mean, they are so lame.
Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, everyone. Elizabeth Dragon Lady 706 said, I'm sick of them too. Can I wait for the train wreck to, and you know what, Dragon Lady, you're so correct. It is a train wreck. I mean, you know, yeah, this couple has brought down so many good couples who have broken up all these good couples that I know a lot of you don't like Maxine Spinelli, but they are my third favorite couple, so them even causing trouble for them. And, you know, I'm sorry, Kelly Monaco cannot act to save a life. And that's my second announcement of the night. I was looking on, like, my Facebook or something, and the country music event in Zoom is coming there, and the Boys of... PC, I don't know, that band. I hope I said it was right. But guess who else
Chef?
Is... Yeah, thank you. And guess who else is going to the CMA Fest?
Oh, I'm sure, so she can get drunk again.
Yeah, but you know why I'm thinking? You know what? I mean, you know, in my opinion, are you kidding me? I mean, she gets drunk at one event, so... That's bigger, that's bigger for another one. I mean, I'm sorry, it's like the craziest mess I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's, I don't know, but they're,
you know
I'm
what?
Sick of watching her, I'm sick of listening to her.
You know,
I mean,
but, you know, it's... I know that the liaison is coming, you guys. I know, because this needs an end. There's nowhere to go with this couple. I mean, okay, there was never anywhere to go, but really, after today, after everyone thought they would have their making out scene and Jason taking his suit off, was never happened, correct?
No, it didn't.
So, yeah, so this, again, so that's,
they promoted it. Oh, Jay Tankers would absolutely love this. See, this time and everything was going to be great for him. And I didn't see anything so wonderful about it. It was stupid.
Yeah, it was. And you guys, everyone, Cherry is taking a final, hopefully. I mean, I know she will pass, and so she will be here. I thought Sully will be here before too long. And then we are going to have another caller that said she would try and call in about getting more press for SOAP, SOS campaign.
Oh, yeah. Save our soap. Yep.
Yes. So I said, okay. Elizabeth, I used to like Spin, but they made him worship the hooker too. Must for me. It's like every time he talks to Jason, you know what? You're right. Okay, I love Spin Alley. He's still my TV husband. But you're right. You know, it felt like when Elizabeth and Jason were together, he loved Jason and Elizabeth, and when they were broken up, he could not. He tried to get them back together, and it was like a 180 tune. Are you kidding me? And, you guys, I think we are going to see a lot of things go on that has already gone. And, if you guys just listen closely to the clips and everything, this is a redo storyline. Carly and Robin gets pregnant 1 year later. Kate and Sunny and Spinelli and Maxie non-weddings, two of them a year apart. Something is going on there that, frankly, they are not telling us yet, but, there is this more going on than I think any of us really know.
Well, I just, the whole show is just,
really okay,
crappy.
And the big announcement, the big.
I know.
Okay. So, you guys, if you guys haven't heard anywhere, and I don't know how you can escape this, because it's been all over everything, it's even been on E! Online News, that Franco's coming back. Okay, I'm sorry to get on my soapbox, but I'm going to, because it's my soul. Franco did nothing the first time around, and rumor had it because, oh, my God, he didn't get a nod, his Emmy nod. He's going to try and come back and get it, and that's why he's coming back, and he has a little time. And, okay, so he's supposed to be in this Eat, Love, and Prayer movie with Julia Roberts, and I love Julia Roberts, but I keep thinking, why do this to me? I hate Franco, so what? You really going to have him as a leading character in Julia Roberts' movie, your audience for that, people are going to go way down because people do not even want Franco back.
I know. They bombed the first time. Why bring him back to bomb again? I mean, seriously. And now it's supposed to be in the hospital. But
At
the same time, Elizabeth has her baby.
Yeah, and Sylvia, are you on?
Missing.
I mean, I've forgot about me. I mean, he's been on
his soapbox
now.
This stupid Swiss boat tonight has been causing me nothing but idiotic problems. And I want to cure it, but I won't cure it, but I really did want to cure it at one point.
I mean, I'm really getting an inferiority complex. Either I'm yanked off when everybody's talking, or now when I try to get on, you're on this soapbox and you're totally ignoring me.
I'm sorry,
well,
Silly.
My feelings are hurt. Bridget, my feelings are so hurt.
I'm sorry, Shirley. You know, when she gets on her soapbox, it's hard to say, wait a minute.
So, Silly, you put to a rather big announcement now with this stupid Franco coming back.
Obviously. Well, I mean, we've been knowing that he's been coming back for he's coming back, you know.
I know you don't want to lie.
How many times does Elizabeth's babies have to be kidnapped? I mean,
mm-hmm. Are they going to kidnap?
Yeah, Franco is in the. It's supposed to be around the hospital now with Franco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's at the same time as when Elizabeth has her third baby, and then it gets taken.
And I just hate hearing that. Elizabeth is going to have her third baby.
But you guys, I don't think this baby will see the light of day.
You don't know that. We hope it won't, but who knows? This is GH. Anything is possible.
And it's also the same time as Jason supposedly gets hurt, and he gets off his deathbed to save the day.
To save the day.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh,
I'm like, oh my God.
Where is Sam doing all of this?
Have baby, she can't be there to help him when he's sick. So.
Wait. Oh.
Well, don't worry. They, you know, even if she is, you know, they will never see each other. You know that. She'll be in the East Wing, and all this happening will be in the West Wing. Never the twain should meet. They just don't want to put these people together.
Like everyone has said, you know, this will happen in the fall. Nothing really going to happen until the fall. And I thought, okay, why are you giving us a miserable summer? I mean, because giving us a miserable summer is bad, ZH. Okay, that's this topic to it so that doesn't make us mad. But I haven't finished watching Days yet from today. But Roman got in the hospital, correct?
Yeah, he was the next victim. Yeah, he got banged on the head,
Nicole. Framing Adriana for doing it.
You know,
so she can get Brady back.
She's not going to get Brady back like that. That's one of the reasons why
they're not together. She should have learned after she stole Sydney that she's not going to win, so she might as well just quit while she's ahead. But no, she's got to keep on pushing the lever, boy, until somebody's going to kill her.
Yeah, she better watch it.
Did I not tell you Anna got poisoned?
You were right, Bridget.
I told you that Stefano poisoned her.
Now, I hope she doesn't die.
I think she tells Rafe, though, before
she croaks. Yeah.
Well, I think she'll tell Rafe after he saved her.
Right now she seems to be unconscious or something, you know, and the doctor told Rafe that things don't look too good.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I'm hoping if it doesn't, then she wakes up enough to tell him it was EJ.
Yep, that's what I'm hoping
to. Let's hope so.
She goes and tells Sammy can wipe the floor of his
ass. Dragon Lady, I have to put this out though. Have you noticed that all the magazines have said the same review for what's going to happen with Zayce Slut? Zayce will have to face a demon. Sam will be there to see it through. That was said for the winter preview, the sweeps and now summer. Well, actually, there has been some contradicting between some of the sweeps magazine, because Gosa and Fonz have said different things. I mean, it's kind of funny, but you read one thing from what Fonzie Boy says, and it's all this cover wobble. Then you read Gosa, and Gosa and Fawn are not on the same page, which I find...
You know what? It's horrible, because as long as these two are connected to this show, nothing is going to change. And Jace just going to be canceled. They keep,
And Queenie letting this happen.
Well, she's an ass.
And her boss is letting this happen. How much
they don't
you
care,
gotta go through
Bridget, they
before
don't
it dies?
Care. They
yeah,
don't.
Apparently they don't, because they're still splinging us the same shit the last five or six years.
That's it. But all, but only it's gotten worse. You know, it's just, and I don't know. I don't see any light beyond the tunnel. I just don't. And I don't mean to sound negative. I mean, this is just my opinion. But as long as these two assholes, are trying to one-up one another, things are not going to change. And the only thing they're going to manage to do is to get the show canceled. You know? And it's a shame. I mean, all these talented actors are going to be on the freaking unemployment line.
Oh, we have a new call. Hold on, you guys. Hello?
Hello. This is Sue O'Connor. I'm from Save Our Soaps.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I read a little thing about, because it got sent to me, too, about you guys need how many more full to get on CNN, or what was it? It's CNN, right?
Yes, it's CNN. We're on their website right now, and we're trying to get as many hits as possible to keep it on the on the site and help.
And let me ask you: you guys are still for the SOS campaign. You guys still want Liaison, Sunny and Kate, and who else was on there?
Oh, no, this is for As the World Turns and.
Oh.
Guiding Light.
Okay.
And but we just changed our names. We were Save Our Soaps,
but
Guiding Light, and As the World Turns. But now we just changed our site to Save Our Soaps 2010. We had a hacker go into our Facebook page and sort of destroy our old page, so we had to start from scratch. We lost all our members and everything, and we're building new.
And now we're trying to
save all the soaps in general, because none of them are safe.
The way they're writing them.
Yeah. Well, they're all... You notice all the ratings, they're all very close. I mean, for the last one that I saw in the soap magazines, there were four that were in the bottom. As the World Turns was one of them, but One Life to Live, which is in New York, also is on the bottom. Along with that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's not funny, but it's like, okay, you know, whoever does all these ratings things, I would love them to come on here because, you know, half of the time they give us the rating, but half of the time, it's a couple different ratings. And I just, out of you, I'm like, wait a moment. You guys are, like, minusing or whatever because, yeah, the ratings are bad, but I think sometimes they are not counting the YouTube watchers and the TiVo and DVR watchers, and you know. And then I'm thinking, if people are doing on the VCR, you know, do they even count anymore? I just think it's just crazy. It's crazy how you are doing the ratings.
Yeah, the ratings don't really reflect how many viewers are watching.
You know, and I'm sorry, but when they have that 19 to 49 demographic. And I'm saying, thinking, how do you really know about a 19 to 49 person lives in the house unless you guys have like FBI on every household? That, what I don't understand, and really sometimes I don't even trust the Nielsen ratings.
No, I don't know anybody who's ever done the Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, I think sometimes that the Nielsen ratings, you know, are from like this focus group. I mean, that's why focus groups don't last, because focus groups, they give the focus group real. They want the focus group to be. They don't get independent people. They give the people that they want to say whatever they want to say about it. And as the routines should not be going off the air. I mean, that is not particularly one of my favorites, but as a soap in general, it should not be going off the air. And I think Procter & Gamble are just being shitty to the soap industry by saying, oh, we are going to cancel you, but let's put on to more game shows. I mean, they put Guiding Light for a game show. And I'm like, you know what? That is so stupid. I'm sorry to say that word. I don't mean to call it stupid, but at the end of the day, I feel like it was stupid. I mean, you know, they did not have to take Guiding Light off. They could have found a way to save it.
Right. And you can't tell me with all those networks, what's wrong with SoapNet? SoapNet's supposed to be having soaps on there.
Exactly. I was just going to say, what is the purpose of having a show called, you know, this network called SoapNet? Shouldn't all the soaps be on it? Instead, they have 90210 and some stupid movies. I mean,
One Tree Hill reality.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, come on, it's SoapNet.
Yep. Everything.
What is the point of having? Okay, some people.
That's Phronsie's baby.
Huh?
That's Phronsie's baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like I said, I can't. I'm telling you, Bridget. I'm telling you, as long as
I know he's killing everything in his dog.
There,
and
he
you
will
know what?
Never see the light of day, and that's a sad commentary.
You know what?
I've been watching soaps for a long time, baby, and it's never been. This is like we're like sitting back and seeing this end of ABC soaps. Of course it's coming. You know, if they don't
fix it, it's coming. We are going to be
fine. If they don't get their shit together,
and
all this other crap going on.
And I want to apologize for what I'm about to say. No one likes bad language, but you know, like you fucked up so many times. Guiding Light did not have to go off. I don't think at the routines, you know, I know I'm not a frequent watcher, but I see enough to know you have popular characters on there. You have a home base of, you know, really good stories on there. You know, if they really wanted to go by ratings, then why aren't they going through the ratings like Prime TV? I mean, you know, Happy Town. They didn't give Happy Town, but a two-week thing and say, oh, this is canceled. But when there's soaps,
they're canceling all the CSI shows, too.
What?
Are they really?
They're canceling 7 or 9 CSI shows for new lineup this fall.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
I did not know that.
What channel does CSI come on? Is it ABC or NBC?
No.
CBS.
CBS, okay.
But they're canceling quite a few shows to put in new fall lineup.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I don't think that's so horrible, because as I was saying the other night, why must they have two or three of the same types of shows? You have CSI,
Miami,
New York, Miami, and it's the same freaking show. I mean, to me, that is a waste of money to me. I mean, you know, when they can have other shows to come on. So I'm not all that, you know, so good. Maybe they'll keep one CSI, which is the main one, and let all the other ones fall. Oh, they're all going well,
I think
whatever.
They're all gone.
Well, what can
yep.
I say?
From what I read, I think they're all being canceled for new fall lineup shows.
And you know that's what probably happened. They probably canceled each other out because, like I say, it's the same show, different actors, same show, different location, but it's the same freaking show.
Well,
so,
they
yeah,
need
I,
to get.
I
I'm sorry. I used to love Desperate Housewives, but enough.
Oh,
enough.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I haven't
Desperate
watched
Housewives is being canceled.
Cheat on and kill and bomb and.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I got the CBS website up, and the only thing that are returning for the lineup is How I Met Your Mother, Words of Engagement, The Good Wife, which is really good. Criminal Mind,
which is CIS,
CSI, the Wizener is coming back, The Medalist is coming back, Medium, CO. Oh my God, we were wrong. All the CSI are coming back.
All of them are coming back.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, somebody said that they were being canceled to place new things on fall lineups.
Oh, well, I tell you, because it's crazy. I mean, just like Law and Order, they had 1,001 of those Law and Orders. I mean, why did they? It's so repetitive. I mean, it's like they're too lazy, or I don't know. It's just
What's the same about Law and Order? If it had lasted one more year, the original one, it would have beaten Gunsmoke.
Yep. Mm.
Now, couldn't they leave it on for one more year to break the
record? Oh, by the way, there's talk about that might be saved. There is talk about that. Making into like 2 hour, I don't know, a couple 2 hour movie, you know, not 2 hour, 2 hour shows like every once in a while next season.
Huh. I hadn't heard
that. Mm-hmm. I heard that on Headline Entertainment News the other night. But, you know, it's funny because CBS has always been notorious for canceling shows that you really love. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Touched by Andrew, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those two shows never really got a season finale, and they just yanked them off the air. CBS has been known to be the show that yanks everything off the air. But doing that to the soaps, I don't think was very, very nice of them.
Well, CBS is going to be putting on a talk show with Julie Cheng, she's going to be, I think next year they're doing it on CBS. It's going to be a show like The View.
Oh, okay.
They got so many freaking talk
Okay,
shows.
Okay, so what,
So that takes the place of As the World Turns or Guiding Light? I mean, whose place is it going to be taking?
I think they're putting another game show on. I heard Pyramid might be coming.
Yeah,
I figured, see, that's what they, you know, that's what I felt ABC was going. I felt like they were purposely trying to get all three soaps canceled so they can put either, game show or some dumb reality show on, you know, like all these other 2001.
Yeah, that's another
shows.
Thing I'm sick of, reality shows.
Oh, please. I live reality. I don't want to watch it on my television. You know, I want to escape for a couple hours or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing good about the soaps. You can turn them
on
and you don't have to worry about your own problems or someone else's problems.
Exactly, somebody else's problems. Well, and now it's sad because the soaps are our problems now, or it's the people running them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and Hi, Jason and Liz Forever just came in the room. Stargate came in the room. Brandy came in the room. But Jason and Elizabeth Forever goes, the game shows get so boring. Oh, my God, they are dumb. Well, yeah, I mean, You know, the only one that sometimes I watch out of boredom is Price is Right, because it's on a 10, and it's, you know, right before Ryan Arthur.
Well, they keep trying to redo all these stupid game shows, and, you know, there's a reason why they turned them off in the first place.
Right.
I mean, let them go.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, save some money. I mean, gosh, we're in a world where we got to save our pennies, and they're throwing money out like it's nothing.
But isn't that society today? I mean, they want everything cheap. Everything has to be cheap.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, take, for example, my husband's losing his job after 35 years.
Oh,
they're sending his work. He works at Pratt & Whitney. And
really? I used to work at Kohl's, and that was one of our divisions.
Yeah.
This is in Hartford, Connecticut?
It's...
Now, where is Pratt & Whitney?
It's, the main plant's in East Hartford, where my husband works.
East Hartford, right. Okay.
Is the Cheshire plant, their engine
repair. I used to work at the Coltech. I was in the corporate headquarters on Park Avenue, New York.
Oh, okay. So they're moving his plant. They're shutting it down after 35 years.
Wow.
And they're moving the work, which is military work, mind you, to Singapore.
Mm-hmm. What?
Georgia.
Oh, you got to be kidding. That's
going on. Oh, come on. That is so stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that
my gosh. Oh, God.
Isn't
that
sad?
Awful. It's pathetic. Now, how many people are going to be losing their jobs?
Yeah.
Because they're going for cheap labor.
Right. It's not necessarily good labor. It's cheap labor.
It's
and that's
cheap
a problem
labor.
With,
exactly.
That's a problem with the shows, too, because they want cheap shows. That's why they put on the game shows. They're cheaper to produce. I know they don't have to pay the big stars. Although the stars are taking pay cuts and stuff.
I was getting ready to say they have to take pay cuts, right?
I know it used to be stars could get what they want for the shows, but not anymore.
Not anymore, baby. Times are changing.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about your husband's job.
Yeah,
right?
that's awful. But are they going to give him, like, at least, like, a good, I don't know, not salary, but a good thing after being there for 30 years? Or do they just screw them over, too, even if they've been there for, like, 30 years or so?
Well, he'll get, I think it's a week for every year that he's been there in pay. And then because there's a union... They have to give at least, like, $5,000. And then he can collect for a while. But still, collecting unemployment isn't the same as a high-paying job.
No, it's not.
No.
And also, I mean, and I'm on disability, so that's really hurting us.
Just try to keep the faith, honey. I know it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, and you hear stories like yours everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
These are the times that we are living, and that's very
sad.
You know, that's why soaps are so important, because it's a means of escapism, you know. For 2 or 3 hours a day, you can sort of, you know, lose yourself. You don't have to deal with the, you know, real world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's awful, but I don't know.
And the reason, you know, I can never figure out why Young and the Restless and Days of Our Life go on SoapNet, because they are CBS and NBC. Oh, yay. Okay, hold on. Hey, you.
Oh, shit. Hello.
Oh, gosh.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Okay, hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I? It's Shirley. Is there somebody new on here that I need to
try? Yeah. Okay. What's your name again?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Okay. Okay. I thought I heard.
Can everybody hear each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm my last day of class tonight, and I'm Mike Full.
Good.
Mike, the carrot cake that I made was a freaking hit, man. And I was worried about it. I was cutting it, and it looked funny inside there. It was I think I was really, really moist this time. And I was, like, concerned because the color didn't look right. Usually when I make it, it's, like, more browner, you know? It was like a hit, and then I was asking people, does anybody want more before I go? And I shouldn't have said that because now it's all gone. And I brought some food home and everything. Everybody were cleaning up, and me and my friend Raymond were kind of arguing over what to I was like, he would take in all the cookies. I'm like, wait, I want to take some cookies too, you know? And so we kind of shared the cookies. And so, yeah, we're all talking about, and we're going to try to fit together at graduation. And then he's having a party on Saturday. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Party. Yeah.
So sad.
Oh, I'm going to miss my teacher. I love my professor.
So, are you done? Did class get over, or are you on the break?
I'm done. Class is over. We cleaned up everything. There was even we even put party signs, like congratulations signs up on the. Somebody bought like the stringy the you know, like for party, like what's that? Not silly string, but the
streamers.
Streamers, and I knew they're like, here, help me, and I'm like, okay, I'll help you. So I was like getting up on the wall, on the chair, putting it all over the room, and congratulations signs, and I'm like, this is kind of like a, you know, for like the graduates too, like a party for the graduates too. So it was pretty fun, and they're all, and then we had to sign. We were signing cards. Somebody bought a card for the professor, and we're all signing our names, and then. And then when I went to go give him the card, somebody's like, here, you do it. They're like, here, Grace, you do it. And then she's like, no. And I'm like, here, give it to me. I'll do it. I didn't realize I had to get up in front of the class and give it to the teacher. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? And then somebody's like, confetti. And I'm like, I have to do confetti too.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Dale, we got another call. Hold on.
Oh, sure. Okay. I'm going to shut it anyway.
Oh, 718, you are male with us. Hello?
Hi.
This is Tanya Wade.
It's
Tanya?
Tamara.
Okay, I was close. So, yes, we are all talking crazy stuff tonight, so just be aware of that. And
oh, not a problem.
So
I have my stash ready. 7 more days, girl.
7 more days for what?
And I'm free.
Okay.
Oh.
See,
I got my silly string, my water guns. What else do I got? Water balloons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those kids won't know what hit them. And they think I'm not going to, and I also do a little party, and like I buy dilly bars from Dairy Queen, and then my van driver buys
nice.
Pizza.
Nice.
So we have
that's
a pizza
nice.
And dessert party, but they think that I'm mad at them, so they think that there's no party the last day.
What a sadistic person.
First you're
going to try to drown them with the water guns.
190-some days with these little shitheads. I deserve you back is a bitch, honey.
Oh,
and they're
my
just
God.
Kidding. But they love me, so they'll appreciate it.
What grades are they, Bridget?
Well,
what grade?
High school gets out 2 days before the rest of them do, so they don't get nothing. They're too big for the britches.
No kidding.
By kindergartners through eighth grade, they are going down.
Oh, no.
They are done.
Oh, no.
Bridget, what are you going to do? Are you going to lock the bus door so they can't get out? I mean, what do you do?
The thing is, Shirley, I have tinted windows on my bus.
Oh,
and
they don't know of all the hell that's going inside.
Open the windows just enough, and I'm going to start flinging. They are going to Damn. And then the silly string.
That's funny.
As soon as they walk in that door, I'm silly stringing their little asses till I don't have any.
Is this going to be after school or before school?
Just
that's
after school.
Awful.
Okay,
yeah.
They're going to get it. Those kids are going to be so hyper or get it.
We have to wait. We have to trade buses. Each bus goes to an elementary school, and then we all meet at middle school, and then every kid goes to their own buses. So it'll be just my route, kids. But they're in for it. Oh boy! And they have no clue.
What day was like? How many months? So a week left or what?
Friday the 28th is our last. Next Friday is our last
week,
day.
Yeah.
You're lucky. I have to wait till the 19th.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Or the 18th.
Yeah,
oh,
but
wow.
See, summer school starts the 1st, so really, I'll get a break, but. Summer
school. Oh, yeah,
does.
Like me too.
Yeah, but these are like half days, right? Right, Bridget?
No, because middle school starts first, and they go all day. But I don't
have
Bridget,
Bridget. You drive buses, right? How did you How did you get into it? Did you have to do training or something or what?
Oh, yeah. They trained me to get my CDL, my Class B passenger CDL. And then I was a substitute driver less than a year, and I got my own route.
Oh,
so
that's
I've been driving. This is my second route in 16 years.
Wow.
I'm
fortunate enough to get this route because it's a country route, so it's all country kids, and they are. People got to understand, country kids and city kids are totally different.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're values, they're when you live outside of town, you don't get into town only once or twice or when you're in school or whatever.
It's
a whole different ball game, and they are so respectful. I mean, granted, there's some city kids, but there's...
Whereas city kids will probably hold you up with a gun or something or beat your ass, it's just the everyday little city kid, normal things. When they
kids, they're raised. We're raised different. We're raised to appreciate everything we have. We grow our own food. We eat our own animals. No disrespect to other people, but you guys eat our animals too because you buy it at the grocery store. So
I'm just glad I don't have to kill
them. Well, now I can't say all city kids are bad now. That's not fair.
There are some good, decent
city kids. You know, it all depends on your parents and how you're raised. I don't care where you are. You know, whether you're city, country, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They
don't have to be in that. They are out in the country where they work and they take care of they're more responsible, maybe, I think, because they're raised. We're raised a lot different.
Yeah,
I mean, from city kids. Yeah, it's a totally different world.
Yes. I live in a town not far from the city. I live in New York. I like buying my
chicken. Oh, you're lucky.
That's my home. That's I was born and raised in New York City.
Yeah, I'm from Queens, and I like going to the store to buy my chicken already just sitting there. I can't
go. There you go.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Praise the farmers and everyone that kills them.
Yeah.
I'm just willing to cook it and eat it, and that's about
it. There you go.
We would bring city kids to visit us for the weekend, and oh my gosh, they left our place with a whole different outlook on life.
I love the country.
Yep.
I don't know if I can kill anything. Right. I have a problem with bugs, but I wouldn't mind.
Because
I used to go to North Carolina a lot. Not saying it's like country. It's a lot better now, but when my parents live, there's still not enough lights for me.
It's like night and day. I know.
And I always say, don't look to the side. You don't know what's in the grass or the woods.
Oh, boy,
but I do like going there because it is a different pace. It's a lot.
Change.
You can get tired. I love New York, but you can get tired of it. And I'm from Queens, and we have trees, but still, it's nothing
have,
like going
have,
to another
we
state.
We have grass. We have grass too in the Bronx, in the park. If you can
see,
find
but you're
the park.
You're like me. You're in the boroughs. City in Manhattan, the most grass they have is you have to go to Central Park.
Central Park, yeah. Actually, I am not in New York anymore. I'm in Florida. I've been in Florida. I moved to Florida since 2006.
Nice.
What made you?
But
what
I was
made
born
you?
And raised in New York City. When I was little, I lived in Manhattan, in the Harlem, and then when I got older, I lived in the Bronx. So when I moved, I was living in the Bronx on the concourse, right up the hill from Yankee Stadium.
Wow, you lived over there? Huh?
That's where I used to live, and then I moved here to Florida. And,
very nice. I'm actually not far from. I keep wanting to say Shea Stadium, but City Field.
Now it's City Field now.
Yeah, I'm not
yeah.
far from there. Not that close. I'm closer to the mm-hmm. airport. But
okay.
I used to go to the Bronx. I don't really go to many places in Queens either, because depending mm-hmm. on where you live by train, it's like hours
mm-hmm.
instead of minutes by car. But
mm-hmm.
Florida's good. Are you? This is my whole question you
mm-hmm.
have to answer. Are you near Disney World?
Yeah, I'm an hour and a half away from Disney World.
See, for me, Florida is Disney World.
Oh, well, it's a whole lot more than Disney World.
Yeah,
but most people, when they visit Florida, that's where they visit, Disney World.
Right.
Yeah, I'm an hour and a half away. I'm in Central Florida. I'm in this little town called Sebring.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, I'm an hour and a half away from Disney World and Universal.
Not
Studios.
Bad.
Yeah, which is cool. And you know, we did the Disney and the Universal. So you know, like it's like we don't go there no more because we've been there and done that. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like when you live in New York, you know, and you know it was years. Before I even went to the Statue of Liberty, I only went there because my daughter was little and my husband at the time, and we said, well, let's go to the statue because we had never been there. You just sort of
yeah.
take things
mm-hmm.
for granted. Oh, it's there. Oh, it'll
oh, yeah.
be there. I'll get there one day. Baby.
Yeah.
You know.
Still haven't gone
yeah.
there. That's on my list.
Really?
Okay, so when I went there in like 2002, because my sister was doing her PA residency there, and I don't think she lived in the Bronx, but she lived by the Bronx, but I'm trying to remember the city, but I can't. And we went there, and we were all going to go on the Statue of Liberty. The thing was closed.
That's
oh,
not right. That's so
well, I think
so
they
wrong.
Closed it. They did the renovation or something they were doing
yeah.
years ago for that. I don't know whether, you know, that's when it happened. I can't
and,
recall.
Yeah, and,
but,
oh, and then we went to, on this ferry to.
Oh, yeah,
this
the
island.
Staten Island Ferry.
And, I mean, that was fun, but
mm-hmm.
all of us really wanted to go to, the, you know, Statue of Liberty, but it was closed because it was, like, on the one-year anniversary of 9/11.
Okay, 9/11, right, okay, all right, yeah. Oh, that's right, you said 2002, right.
Yeah, well, we were there doing the, like, first anniversary of it, and my sister and her husband moved. There were 4 days before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before, on the 10th, they went to go have dinner up at, like, the World Trade Center things.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, yeah, what, you know, and then 9/11 happened. But she was telling me, wow, if we just waited one more day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it wasn't meant to be. So... anyway, getting back to SOS now, we've gotten totally
off. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we are sorry. We are
talk about SOS.
Sorry, I had to lighten up the mood a bit.
We might as well just get off the phone and call each other and chat or something. It's like, let's get back to business now.
I know. Okay, it's back to SOS and Save Our Soap.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what, listen, I'm going to call back in a few minutes because I got my hands full, so I'm here at home and I got to...
You are going to call back, you promised there.
Yes, you will.
Yes, I know. And if I'm late calling, don't worry, I'll call.
Okay.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So the SOS campaign, how many do you need for to like be on most CNN time or? Yeah, that's my question.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Well, you said that you guys would like to stay on the headline news or the, like, let
oh,
CNN
you mean
know.
The clicks at CNN?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many we need, but right now we have over 6,000, and we need a lot more to keep it up on the front page, and we're trying to keep it in the news to help the cause so that hopefully maybe another network, we figure CBS is a lost cause. But
mm-hmm. And before my original co-host called in, I was saying that it makes me laugh sometimes because Days of Our Life and Young and the Restless are both on SoapNet, and they are NBC and CBS soaps.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
My thing
but
is... Yeah, but my question is to anyone, then why didn't they just put, like, other routines for repeats, B&B as repeats,
right.
You know, Guiding Light when that was
right.
on? That never made sense because if you are going to have Young and the Restless on there and then... Days of Our Life. So what is not special about you of the three soaps that you are leaving out?
Yeah, good question.
I think maybe part of that was Procter & Gamble didn't want to give up the rights to show the show on SoapNet.
Okay.
Because they owned Guiding Light and they own As the World Turns.
Procter & Gamble does.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why we're going to be starting a campaign to try to see if we can get it on Oprah's new network.
Oh my God, that is a very good idea.
Because Procter & Gamble they invested $100 million in her new network.
Really?
And for them,
really?
That would be benefit for them since, you know, maybe between Oprah and Procter & Gamble, a deal can be reached where Procter & Gamble will still make money, and it would be good for Oprah because they're putting on a show that has already a fan base.
Mm.
You know, and a cable network doesn't need, like, look at Mad Men, how many awards that's won and stuff like that.
Right.
And that doesn't have a big amount of people watching it. I think it has like 1 million viewers, and that's on a small cable network. I mean, the ratings are important for the other cable networks, but they're not as important as like for CBS or ABC or NBC.
Mm.
NBC. And why, when there's all these affiliates like NBC shows, Friday Night Lights? They made a deal with DirecTV, so DirecTV shows it first, and then it's on NBC as news.
Yeah, it's on radio. I mean, yeah, granted, DirecTV sees it, I mean, the viewers or the subscribers see it first, but then, you know, later in the year, Friday nights, you know, come in April or May, which was, I think, a very good deal. And, you know, with the Oprah... thing coming, Home Network. You know, she has always loved soaps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do. It's going to be one of our new campaigns that we're starting soon. Is to we had a petition when we were at the rally in New York. We had fans sign the petition. There, one of the petitions is online that fans can sign, and then we're adding that with the petition that we got at the rally, and Tammy, who is the creator of Save Our Soaps, she didn't go to the luncheon, whereas I did, and I took one of the petitions and I passed it around at the luncheon, And we had a lot of the stars from As the World Turns sign our petition.
Mm. Oh, that was a very smart move.
Yeah,
and, you know, I mean, I think this is just me watching TV and thinking, has anyone tried to contact Oprah's studio now? Because, I mean, the thing is, if, you know, you want something to happen and you don't want to see a moment go by that as the routines, people miss it. I think
mm-hmm.
talking to who right now would be a very good idea because, you know, my thing was why didn't Guiding Light go to, like, Lifetime? Oh, one of those, I believe Guiding Light would have done really well on Lifetime if someone gave it a chance. I mean,
right.
it feels like everyone's so scared to do something. Oh, they are scared to do the wrong thing, but at the end of the day, it's for soap people, and soaps, you know, people want to see the soaps.
Right.
Oh, but, okay, my friend Brandy in the room says, what about writing to O Magazine?
That's a good
what
idea.
What?
Yeah, we're looking at contacting her through Harpo Studios, her agent, whatever way works.
Yeah, well, you know, if you get a lot of people writing into O Magazine, I think that would do it because, I mean, not do it all the way, but that would show how serious everyone is to get As the World Turns on
mm-hmm.
who TV thing.
Right. Well, one thing about Oprah Magazine, that's run by Gail King, her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Gail King was a news correspondent in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many years. She just left not that many years ago. I mean, she worked there before she went to work for Oprah.
Oh, and they do have an email address on her website.
Yeah. Yeah, so... She also has a new website for her own.
Yep. So I just say, I think, you know, everyone's, you know, sued by a lot of, you know, this kid, you know, a lot of the the CBS people together because I don't think anyone really wants the return to go off air. This is my gut feeling. I don't think any of us are willing to lose another soap a year after Guardian Light goes off.
Yeah, I mean, between the two of them, well, As the World Turns just celebrated its 54th year
mm-hmm.
anniversary, and Guiding Light was on 72 years between radio and TV. That's a lot of history to lose.
Right, that's right. Lose. That's one of the early soaps. Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that it's a New York-based soaps, and the only New York-based soap after As the World Turns goes
one
off is... Yeah, and that's in the bottom of the rating, so that doesn't look too good for that soap. I mean, they seem to not care if they cancel these shows.
No, they don't.
Tamara?
Yep.
I hope I said your name. I mean, I know you watch The Ace and you're a Laylon fan. Do you watch the ABC soap? So what are your feelings with the ABC soaps and One Life to Live in particular?
I don't watch One Life to Live anymore. I used to. AMC, don't watch that anymore either. I think I haven't watched it in like 2 years.
Carol, you're on, by the way.
Okay, I only watch GH and Bold and the Beautiful at this moment. I should watch YNR because my grandmother used to watch it and used to say, shh, I'm watching my stories, but I don't
watch
it. Very good. It's so good. To me, it's the best.
YNR is the best.
It's the best
mm-hmm.
on television. It is.
That was her favorite one. She's been gone a long time, but I remember from being a little kid when she used to watch me that she always
used to watch YNR with my mother as well. She's passed on. That was her favorite soap. And I really didn't start watching it on a regular until 2006 when I moved here for some reason.
Right.
You know, I guess maybe I was getting tired of, GH because,
They're not writing they're not writing a full soap. I love Jason and Elizabeth. I want them together. But at the same time, I want a balanced story. I want everyone involved. If you have a town of five people, those five people
and,
are going to see each other.
And, you know, another thing I'm going to say, I hope I don't get myself in trouble, but I probably will. You know, General Hospital used to be the soap that I cussed girl to watch because we didn't have the VCRs yet. And then since they brought that other person into that, so they're waiting, and I don't care how you want to slice it up. It has not, I mean, been the same. And I'm not blaming Kelly Monaco on, you know, fucking up the whole soap.
And you know, the sad thing for me is that I liked her on Port Charles. I was a big fan on Port Charles. But when she came on to General Hospital, I thought they were going to put her on as Olivia or something, which I wouldn't have minded. But I can't stand her now.
Yeah, I know.
She was really good. I love the storyline between her and, you know, the guy that plays John on One Left to Live now, you know, the vampire.
Yeah.
And that
Yeah.
So
actually, I think if Port Charles came back, it would be quite popular now because vampires and stuff like that.
I know.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Maybe they should incorporate it on Center Hospital right now. I'm kidding.
Well, then maybe we can start the Bring Back Port Charles campaign.
Right.
You know?
So they can send chemo back to her original soap.
Right.
Maybe she could get killed by a vampire.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean,
so funny.
Know,
yeah.
I mean,
sucked the blood right out of her dumb ass.
Yeah, she's
the best
actress in the world.
She sucked
the
blood right out of
the
General Hospital. She's a vampire, you know?
I'm sorry. Mm. Today, I was laughing so hard. Her and her hooker heels.
What happened today with her?
Well, she's running back in her hooker heels and after going hiking with Jason.
Are you
kidding?
Really?
Gone hiking
in freaking heels. I'm sorry
to tell
you, that
is oh.
Better than that.
Oh my gosh!
Huh. And then she ordered BLTs, and it was stupid as hell.
This is. You know what? I'm
well, I guess I can use a good laugh, so I'll look at it later.
Oh, well.
Jason is so damn boring when he's with, you know, that he's been with Sam all these
years.
You know, but he's so boring. He's like,
yeah, but remember, everyone, all the spoilers are full of shit because they said all week, oh, they are going to have a great love scene. They and Sam fans are really going to love this. Okay, he did not take off his suit. So number two, they hated it probably because that did not happen. And, you know, there was no nookie or anything. And, you know,
the
I mean,
they...
No
nookie?
They fish kissed each other a few times. He gave her a freaking compass. A compass.
God. I
remember
think
the
that
nookie
is
that
so romantic. But come on, girls. You all have no sense of romance. He gave the woman a compass.
Remember the nookie
so
that he was
dating
when
she
was painting? Remember the nookie that he was you know, nibbling on her neck and everything? Wasn't that not sweet scene? I love that scene.
Oh, we're talking about
when she was
painting,
when he was posing for her, and he's like, I'm hungry, you know, and it was so good. And then I just assumed that they had sex. I don't know, because the commercial happened, and then all of a sudden they're coming out of a room, so I guess we're just to assume that they made love or something.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have showed it, though?
No, but you see, Liz doesn't have to peer.
I wanted to see
truck.
Him in that big shower for two. Hello.
I know. You know, I was hoping we might get that, but we never did. They never went there. They never
you
went
know,
there.
I was telling Carly before I went to school today, I was like, even if I was a Jason and Sam fan, I don't see anything. I was trying to play devil's advocate, trying to see what that other fan base sees in them. I can't see anything. They're, like, so boring.
Well,
it's
you
like
know what?
Paint fly out the wall.
I think sometimes, you know, you don't want to see certain things. I mean, now I am a Jason and Liz fan all the way. But I think
Yeah, me too.
Fan, you know, we see, you know, we don't want to see certain things, you know. So of course we're going
to,
you know,
like
tear
with
it apart.
Them. This is like with they're told to say the same thing, you know.
Right.
We
you
don't
know,
see anything.
I mean, they say the same thing about, you know, Liz and Jason, and we say the same thing about it because we don't want to see them. You know, we don't want
I mean,
to see
it. I mean, I tried to see it.
I
really tried to see it. I try to see it.
I mean,
I
it
just
is.
I don't see it.
It
like,
is,
I was telling
no,
Carly, like, when they first got together, I mean, I thought I saw a little spot. I was almost a fan of them, but not really, because I was a really Liz and Jason fan. I probably shouldn't admit it, but that I was kind of almost became a fan of them because I did see a little bit of sparks, but then that just disappeared for me, you know, because you want to like Jason lives together, but I don't see it like what I saw back then. I don't see it. I guess because it was a different time back then too, or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're so different, you know, couple of different. You can see. Because he's one way with Liz, and then he's, you know, another way with Sam, you know, I don't know, because see, Liz, to me, brought out the much softer side of Jason.
Mm-hmm. He
you
tried.
Know, whereas Sam and Jason, they're like the Bobbsey twins, because they basically like the same thing, you know, danger and sex and all that, and that's basically what they are. But
and that's
I truly
all that they
believe,
like, Jason and
I truly believe that he cares for her. I truly believe that.
Well, I believe
you
cares. I don't know. I mean, after all that with, you know, the kidnapping of Jake.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
be nice to her anymore. I mean, I just don't get, I honestly don't get why the writers did that. Jason back 10 years ago would never, I know we keep saying this, but it took him 10 years. It took him a couple weeks ago to forgive Robin.
Exactly.
I know. That is ridiculous.
Exactly.
And all she did was, she was just protecting, well, she was just, you know, telling the truth to AJ. Maybe she didn't need to do it the way she did. I don't remember exactly watching it.
It's
but
funny that you bring up AJ because
for somebody to threaten his family like that, that is so unforgivable.
No,
exactly.
His own son. Yeah, his own son. I just don't get it. I don't get why the writers.
Well, but
there
then again,
the writers that are writing now. Well, I don't know. Guza was writing for him back in the day too, right? With all that.
Oh, I don't know. But if you think about it, Jason's also a hypocrite because he kept Michael away from AJ.
Yes,
right.
I know.
Which he shouldn't have done.
Exactly.
Because he was taking Carly's side, and after all the wacky stuff she did. And so, in a way, if you take that hypocritical Jason and match him up to this one, they kind of mesh. That's how you can kind of, sort of, slightly, on your deathbed, say that it's okay for him to forgive her because he did the same exact thing.
Okay.
In a weird, crazy way, I don't forgive what she did to him, but he can't turn around and say that he was the best either. He should not have been forgiven either by Robin for what he did. And he's lucky that she did.
Yeah.
Because he's in the wrong, too. I don't forgive Sam for anything. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
I'm not taking her side.
I'm
not taking her side. But I'm also a Jason fan.
You mean you're not getting her self-respect speech either?
I know.
She's got so much self-respect that she's his lapdog, his beer getter, his Chinese food tank getter, his coffee
supporter.
But
you know what?
She
can
wear the white hat. She can have
everything
stamped all over her, and I'll rub it off tomorrow because it's not going to stay. But I'm not going to forgive Jason either for the part that he's played. Like, really, it's your son, your only son.
Right.
And you allow that to happen. What he should have done is he should have empathized with how he was to AJ and how AJ felt and how stupid he was, besides drinking and trying to get Mikey back, and realize,
Well, you know, Steve, as an actor, you know, I'm sure that he knows that all this sucks. But,
of course.
What else can he do?
His
he
job.
Has to act. He has to act the part. But the part that I've never understood to this day, how does Kelly Monaco have more, you know, to say about her character?
Well, like I said,
she's giving Franzi all those lap dances,
she's
you know.
She
learned it all from her teenage show.
She's probably banging him. She's probably banging him all the time.
That is terrible.
Are we sure?
Steve Burton and
I don't know what she does, but are we sure she's doing that? I'm not saying she is or
okay, how else do we want to explain it? Okay,
I really don't know, because that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, he's got to be.
Well, don't get me wrong, something's going on.
Because in my thing, when Tony Gilliam, when he's been on Steve Burton, are not getting what they want, but this little flood little puppy is, I don't get it.
And look, even Tyler Christopher, he even went to the people and said he would love to work for the Becky Herbst more often.
They throw this shit at us.
Right.
I just don't get that. I mean, either they just don't like Steve.
Love him. If he were to leave that show, they'd have to pay him in order to keep him back, because they know if he were to leave, that show would go completely under. I wouldn't be watching the show anymore if he were not.
Yeah, me either.
He is the reason why I started watching it. Back in 06, he and Becky. But it was mostly Steve Burton, you know, because he's really a very good actor. He's a very talented actor.
And I've been following him since he was on that show Out of This World. That tells you how old I am.
I'm right there with you.
How old you are.
We're not old. My theory on that is once you hit 95, then you're old. Other than that, you're still young.
There you go, baby.
I think 95 is it.
But I'm just so sad over this couple. You know, like I said, for these past 10 years,
we could have gotten so much soy for Jason and Liz. They could have had 5 babies right now or something. They're wasting these years on Jason, on not having them together. For 10 years, they had really, really good romance.
You know what? All I'm saying, if this is going to play out like how I'm praying it's going to play out, and if you will watch subtle little clues, then you know something is.
So basically, what we're seeing is just this writing the slate clean for the whole show. Then maybe you know how they're writing it right now.
If that's what they're doing, I just don't get it.
I don't understand it either.
Why are they trying to rewrite and going back to 2001 or 2005? What is that all about, Alfie? It kind of makes sense because
eventually, hopefully it'll turn out like the way it was back a few years ago. They'll go back to the point that really matters.
They took for Courtney and Jason. Elizabeth and Jason never had anything until she got almost died. I mean, they weren't even on screen together for 2 years.
Until Liz almost died.
When Rick tried to kill her?
That was the first time that they were even in orbit. I was so happy when he went in there with her. I was so happy that at least he cared that much to go in there and
start his court-ho.
What is it about this couple that they don't want to? I just don't get it. I know it's some kind of an agenda. Do they think that they would be too boring?
I think if they were to get married, they would be boring or whatever.
I think if they got married, they would have twice as waiting and looking love wedding back in the 80s.
Look at Laura. Yeah, look at them. They were married for a long time, and
they still had wild and crazy adventures. Is it some kind of personal agenda they have against making her to see Burton?
It really is.
What the hell is it?
I think it is because they're writing for Franz, I think, right now. They're writing for him or something.
Like, you know, like I said, until he and even Guza leaves, we're not going to get anything. We're not even going to get a decent soap anymore.
They should bring back the Scab Writers or something. At least they wrote with,
that's the part that I don't understand because when Guza came back when the, strike was over,
he
was
going
to go back and he wants to change. It doesn't
sense. I really loved it when she was in the hospital, when she got hurt, that the house got on fire and she hurt her leg. And I loved how Jason was so worried about her.
I love that. Yeah.
I just love the way that he was so concerned about her, wanting to get to her really bad, but he was trying to settle the situation and everything. And then every time he tried to get to her, somebody would stop him.
I know.
You know. And then when he finally saw her, he realized that it's not only his, just because it's his life. It's the world around them that's dangerous, not just Jason.
It's
he was starting
life.
To understand
yeah.
that. They could be
that
together.
That is one of my
favorite
scenes when he goes to see her in the hospital at night. That is one of my favorite scenes.
Wasn't that really?
So much love,
yeah.
So much emotion came. If I wasn't really, in tune that, they're actors, you would never know. You think this man is really in love with this woman. He wants to, and he said he just wants to be with her. And his son, and you could hear the emotion.
Yeah.
I don't get that with he and
with
what's
the Sam, Vanilla girl.
I just they're just so different. I don't see. I mean, now Steve can bring it when he wants to, but somehow Becky gets the best out of him. She pulls the best actions out of.
His best scenes are maybe like back in the day with Robin and Sonny when he won the Emmy for the first time, and then when with Becky. I think if they were all to be in a storyline together, he could probably win an Emmy or just get more Robin too and everything, because he was at his best with Robin when Robin and Jason, when he was in the hospital when they were breaking up. He was crying. Oh my God! I never seen him act so good in that scene. That I was crying because I was big Robin and Ethan Cannon.
He's a talented actor.
I felt for him too. I've never seen him act like that with Kelly Monaco ever. No wonder he's not being nominated for anything, because he's acting with her.
I just don't understand. They're saying. I read all the stuff on RTN.
I get to
talking about. He's going back, and they're going to dig, and people are saying, well, you have to really follow it. You have to go back, and you have to do your homework. Well, to me, I said, why the freak do I have to do? It's a freaking television show. Why do I have to go back and do research? I'm supposed to sit back in my living room, turn on my TV set, and enjoy a show. I shouldn't have to say, now, maybe what he said, he didn't really mean that. Well, let me check in 2005. To me, this doesn't make any freaking sense.
Other people do the homework for you, and every time we
call
in,
why do we have to go there?
Okay, but Steve himself said, do your homework.
Stupid. I'm not going to sit up there and do homework. Come on,
maybe
Carly.
Just the cliff notes.
Just the cliff notes. There was a spoiler that I read on RTN. It said that Jason has a dream that he's married to Sam, and that Jake is a Sam and Jason.
That is a bunch of bullshit.
I saw that. Now that's bullshit.
Just another hand holder that's going to try to get them all riled up.
Most of the spoilers on RTN are coming out of DD.
Yeah.
Bullshit. That's all DD is. They're all J Tank supporters. That's all that's there anymore, because they've run off everybody that was supposedly legit.
Right.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something. If for some that the writers really went there,
uh-huh,
then they are sealing their own fate. Then they just put the last nail in the freaking coffin.
Yeah.
Because whatever fans they have left
would be gone.
They will surely jump ship, and that would be it. If they really tried to take it there.
But if they did do it, I wouldn't say it would be Jason's dream. It would be her hallucinating.
Yeah,
it
thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the way Jason loves Jake so much.
No.
You can't tell me that he doesn't love Liz. And he's loved Liz. When they broke up in that courthouse, they didn't break up because they didn't love each other. They broke up for Jace.
And Brandy
exactly.
made a good thought right now. Hello, Jason doesn't dream because of the brain thing.
Well...
That's not true.
He had
even when he was
hurt after his accident,
right?
Yeah.
And you know, and plus that, when he and Liz met at the safe house that time, and they were sitting on the couch talking, he says, you know, that he thinks, you know, he has these kind of dreams now, or whatever, because of her and Jake. So he either daydreams or something.
I remember him
but
saying
he does,
that, too.
Yeah,
but
he
does go there. You know, he does go there. But as far as that's concerned about him dreaming
that
about
would be a nightmare.
Sam, honey, people, they would storm on Prospect.
They would
burn down the freaking building.
But guess who Franco is rumored to be, you guys?
Huh?
You guys have the big stupid announcement that James Franco is coming back to drive us Mullen thing.
How is that big news? Big news would be like, I won the lotto. That's big
I
news.
Know.
Well,
but,
you know.
The Miz are getting back together or something.
Who?
I was just saying the big news could also have been like Jason and Liz are finally getting together like that. Like they would announce something like that, though.
Why am
I
saying...
Elizabeth, but Franco is now. You were saying who Franco is doing something.
Well, there were rumors going around the past couple of days that Franco is really AJ.
Oh my God!
Oh please!
People are really reaching.
It does really reaching. They're scared. That's why they're reaching like that.
Mm-hmm.
Scared.
They see the writing on the wall.
They do. And
if they didn't, they wouldn't be coming out the woodwork like termites.
They're really coming out now, aren't they? Oh my gosh! And I think you know there was no fan base wars before this, was there? Like with Courtney and Jason, there was no fan base wars.
Because
weren't really together, that's why. But now in 2006, I think is when it started, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Oh, 2006? Uh-huh.
Because that's when, you know, Jason and Sam broke up, they didn't break up, but Jason, you know, had stuff with Jason or the Night of Passion, and then I guess that's kind of when the Jason fans went crazy or something. They hated that or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I wasn't really on no message boards back then, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't really either.
I mean, like when he was with Courtney, I mean, I joined the Canvas a long time ago, but I only, you know, went on the board like every so often, once in a blue moon, just to check to see if there was anything new coming about with Jason and Liz or something. But I mean, I didn't go on the message boards every day
like I did back in
06 or something or 07 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I could care
less. Well, you know, what I would be very interested to find out that if the writers write Liz as, you know, as dying, you know, or people thinking she's dead.
Yeah.
I just want to know how is this going to affect Jason. Are we going to see any kind of emotion? Because when he found out that she was in the nut house, I didn't see, you know, I didn't really watch it. I just read it.
He didn't know. He didn't do anything. He didn't even ask. He didn't ask how she was doing. I think it was lucky
that
had to go inform him of what's happening or whatever.
No, he did. He did at one point.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I watched it.
Okay.
There's enough people blacking out that my
things shouldn't count, and I'm not a Nielsen, but it still shouldn't count with the amount of people blacking out. But he did.
Exactly.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He did say it. Personally, he didn't show a lot. He showed some, because remember,
yeah.
Jason doesn't let people know how he feels about Elizabeth.
He never did. So close to the vest.
He did say something like, "Oh, do you think I should go check on her or something like that?" And Bucky was like, "No, no, no, I got it covered," or something like
okay.
that.
So,
you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get a lot of Zonis and Jackson fans mad at me, but, okay, why? Lucky, why can you just go at Playhouse with, like,
Did you see the Claire and Lucky scene?
That I fast forwarded last night.
I'm not going to be a fan of them, but Claire kind of like relaxed a little. I kind of was like liking Claire for a moment there.
She looked likable.
Maxie and Lucky kind of. So I know,
yeah.
Carly. I'm sorry, but
I know.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll take anyone at this point.
But see, now Matt's
yeah,
taking
know.
Too.
Right. The only thing I don't like.
I think that's why I don't care. As long as he's not with Elizabeth, I don't really care who he's with.
Right.
Even though I fast-forwarded through the scene, I was like, why are they sitting together? And why is he, like, looking normal and not
because,
mean
yeah,
and aggressive?
He was really wanting kids. It was like because he was taking the kids up to the park. Well, we didn't see the kids on that day. We assumed that he was watching the kids and everything. And she's like, are those kids yours and everything? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I want one. You know, it's so funny.
She wants the kid.
And she's like, you know, there's all the guys out there, they don't want to be fathers, blah, 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 or whatever. And then, you know, the way Lucky was talking to her, she was just looking at him like, well, is there any more like you at home or something?
And you know
take him.
It was so funny because I stopped it at that moment because I thought it was just an odd pair. And when she said that line, I said, you can have that abusive, physically
kind
abusive.
Of a bitch.
Oh, please.
If you want him, I want him away from my woman, Elizabeth.
Right.
He is too good
and
for
you
him.
You can take
said,
his brother, Nicholas,
Edie, you
too.
You can have him. He's crazy.
Oh.
I know. I was sitting there.
Now, what is this thing that I'm reading about Liz and... Nicholas now.
The
she's supposed
boy?
To be moving
the
to Windermere.
But
is that,
no,
is that
what
just
happened.
Crap? Is that bull crap or what?
I don't know because at one point Steve did say that he didn't want Jake at Windermere. So I don't know because everything keeps getting cut or pushed
really?
Back. But that was a long. That was a month
well,
ago.
Yeah,
so
though, you
know
what?
And
I
they
find...
change it all the time. How is he supposed to know? You know what I mean? They tell one thing and then it can get cut.
You know, what boggles my mind is, I know I keep saying this, but why did they make, I'm glad that Jake is Jason's, but why did they even do it if they're not even going to write him in his life right now?
It doesn't
I
make
mean,
any
they
sense.
I mean, they might as well have just been lucky is the way that's been happening right now.
Oh, no.
You know, what's been going on? I mean,
no.
Don't get me wrong, I love that they did that. I mean, Steve Burton even said to the writers, if you're going to, what did he say? He said something like, if you're going to change the paternity, then don't even bother, like, making the baby mine, like, down the road or something. Or,
right.
Like, Jason, which
I don't think they'll ever
stand for that, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever change it. I think it'll always be Jason.
Yeah,
right.
And you know what I find really interesting? The whole fucking town knows Zeke and Zeke's, but the Colomains.
Who knows? I'll take the call. I'll be back.
Everyone in that town.
Yeah, Nicholas knows, right?
Yeah, Nicholas knows. You know what?
He was there when they told Laura and Luke.
Laura, Lulu, Spinelli, Diane, Sunny, Carly, Jax.
Everyone knows.
But Robin doesn't know.
Oh, Robin doesn't
know.
Robin knows.
No, she doesn't.
Robin doesn't know.
I'm fine.
She might kind of, you know, suspect, but she doesn't actually know.
There was a scene when, way back, when Elizabeth was pregnant, and her and Robin were talking about it because of the whole Patrick thing.
Oh, I don't think she went out.
No,
I don't think
Robin.
No,
Robin.
Robin does not know.
No, I don't think
not
Robin
know.
Knows.
Okay.
No, she doesn't.
Mm-mm.
She might have wanted to say something, Liz, but she didn't.
But yeah, she never did. And I mean, even M, you know, I don't, you know, N might have suspected something.
She did. She knew.
She did.
Even before she died, she knew that he was.
Okay. She didn't
because
she didn't confirm
remember.
That she knew because she died
yeah.
before she had a time.
I don't remember. I don't
knew.
Remember.
Well,
she
because you know, Emily said to someone, he has the Coromane's eyes.
I know.
Oh,
God.
I don't
no,
remember
I just
that.
Don't get. I honestly
okay,
don't understand why they don't even. The Coromane's has to be suspicious because, yeah, Jason looks way too. I mean, Jake looks way too much like him with those piercing blue eyes and the blonde hair.
I mean,
hair.
Carly knew it as soon as she laid eyes on that baby.
I know.
That was Jason's. Now,
that's
Monica.
Jason walking
that's
around.
Her son, and Monica saw the baby, and she didn't. I said, well, I guess they make the Coromane stupid, too. But as soon as Carly laid eyes on Jake, she
yep.
knew. That was
I loved when Carly
son.
Found out. I just and she
I loved
Bill and everything
mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
But she only found out because of that flood.
Oh yeah, oh God, yeah, when Sam confronted when
oh my.
Carly that was so
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh brother. Well maybe one day they'll have
about Liz
back together again.
And the relationship
know.
With Carly is that Liz never was intimidated by Carly. Even back mm-hmm. when
Never.
Sarah Brown played her, when Jason
mm-hmm.
was hiding out in her studio, and Carly mm-hmm. was really jealous, and you know, and everything, and she tried to get between them and everything, and you know, and she
right.
met, she tried to intimidate Liz, and there was no way she was backing down. She even told Carly, "I'm not gonna." She said something to Carly, like, "I'm not gonna stop being Jason's friend or something."
Mm, right, exactly.
And I miss Lizzie. I miss.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. Yeah,
so
I wish
much.
They bring back that. Spunk, right.
Because
now
she, yeah, she can
now she needs to go back and spend a few more months in Shady Brook because she's all screwed up. She's still
oh gosh, I know.
Lusting after, well, not lusting, but she's still running after, you know, Teen Wolf.
Patches.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Patches. Patches.
And I read an interview that his whole family, they don't. It doesn't go out. It's not like, that's how much it'll grow, what you see.
Well, then stay the whole damn thing off because it looks stupid.
He said that his whole family, all the guys in his family are like that. I think I read
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't grow out like a beard. It just grows out like that or something. So it doesn't really
I
have
mean,
to
is that the kind of hair he has on his chest, too? The little patches? Oh, bad.
He probably doesn't even have any
my
hair
bad.
On his chest.
I look at Lucky, and all I see is Lucky, like the kid Lucky, like 18
the
years
kid,
old.
The kid, right.
That's
he looks, he
I don't
looks
see,
like a kid.
And it, being him a cop, I see Lucky as Greg Vaughn as a cop. I don't see
well,
Lucky
look, Greg,
Jonathan
Greg
Jackson
Vaughn,
as a
he was
cop.
In a different, look, he was in a different neighborhood. I mean,
because
Greg
when Jonathan Jackson,
fine.
When he,
Greg
he
Vaughn,
was.
Greg he was a fine-looking man. I'm sorry. Jonathan Jackson, he might be a better actor, but.
Yeah.
Bring back Greg. Okay, I'm going to start a Bring Back Greg Vaughn.
I mean, I like Sam and Lucky. I like Sam and Lucky, oh, with, Lucky you know, with Greg Vaughn's
yeah.
character, but
oh,
they screwed
God.
That up, too. I was starting to like Sam a little bit because she was outside of Jason's
They were good
organ.
Together. Plus they even looked good. Well, Sam, was she was looking better then, you know, now.
I know.
I don't know.
She
didn't
had
one
own
cocktail
own
too many now.
Storyline outside of Jason and everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. Sometimes
it's
I feel
depressing.
Like crying because of what's happening
it's
on this
depressing.
Show.
I,
every time I watch
depressing.
A video of Liz and Jason, like a music video, I start crying. My heart pops.
You know,
I can't stand them not being together.
For the past week or so, they've been showing clips and videos. You know, every day is you know something new.
And there's
and,
this one song.
I used to turn them on. I said, I can't even play them because it just makes me sad. And I get angry. I said, because this is ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, I was watching, what was I looking at? I was looking at One Life to Live today. Why? I don't know. But I was washing the dishes, and it was on Channel 7. And I watched it. And I said, why? I have seen more love in the afternoon on this show than I have seen on GH in a couple of years.
I
mean,
they
had
couples. Well,
I don't watch it, but I just happened to watch it.
Oh,
today,
today was a good one.
Because it was
really?
A pretty good day. And,
oh,
like, and
yeah.
I don't normally watch it, but there was a
lot of love there. Marco caught Langston and Ford together, and then Ford turned around and told Langston she was just a...
She was a kid, a high school kid, right? Something like that.
Yep.
Oh, you're in high school.
She would just pray to him because she was with Marco, and he just wanted to get her away from him and then dump her.
What's happening
and
with Todd in that story
still,
of Ryan and everything?
He's still in jail right now, but Cole made it to prom to see Scott, Star. And,
But the couple that I'm most intrigued with is, what's his name, John and Natalie.
And Brody sleep together.
I thought, but then you see how they're going. I said, boy, these
Natalie
couple
and who?
Can
Natalie and Brody.
I said, oh,
they
no.
They slept together?
Brody
they are.
Is drunk. Brody is
oh,
drunk
crap.
And he's all
Jessica
down.
Went bored, and she, I don't know if they sleep together, because she's mad that Christian and Layla are engaged.
Right.
Missing a lot on that show.
But
how
yeah, and,
the one
I, and normally
the...
I said I wouldn't watch the show, but for some reason
I'm down. Come on, you are on too.
Yes. Huh? I'm back.
She's back.
Were you gone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you
didn't even know
you
it.
Didn't miss me? I'm kidding.
We just thought you were just listening or something.
Oh, no. I've been tweeting, Facebooking, and watching The Nanny on mute while talking to you guys, and then my cell phone rang, and I thought I was like, why is my phone ringing? And my brother called me on my cell phone wondering what was going on because he couldn't get through on my landline. I'm like, I'm on the phone. He's like, are you talking to Mom and Dad?
Busy.
I'm like, how do I tell him I'm on Blog Talk Radio? He'll be like, you're such a nerd.
That's funny.
So I lucked out and didn't have to tell him that. He's like, don't worry about it. I don't know who you're talking to. I'm like, okay.
I know. Oh, man.
Did any of you see the One Life to Live musical? I was wondering how that
I saw some of it, and I liked it.
They picked some really good songs.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Is it on YouTube? Can they watch it on YouTube?
Oh,
yeah.
Probably.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It started on Friday, Terry, so it'll start Friday through yesterday.
Okay. Who's in the musical?
All of them.
Everyone.
Layla and Marco.
See how they involved all the cast
and all the young players, even the older crew. They a lot of them sing.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It seems like nowadays,
and
to be an actor, you have to be like singing and dancing.
Really talented.
Yeah, really talented. Back in the day, you know, when I was a kid or youngster, it was like acting. You know, they used to have a Star Search. Where it was like acting, but they don't have, you know, they don't do that anymore. Now it's a singing.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to like to sing, and my mother took me to Star Time Studios. There was a show on television called Star Time, and there were kids and stuff, you know, singing and dancing and whatnot. And my mother thought I could sing. Well, I thought I could sing too. And I went there, you know, and they did these tryouts. And he said to my mom, he said, well, you know, she has an okay voice, but she doesn't do anything. She just stands there. You know, so like, as you said, these days, you can't just stand there.
Yeah,
right?
You've got to do dancing.
Stuff.
You've got to move on the
stuff.
Stage. Yeah.
You got to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And the girl that plays Star, she's amazing.
I like
singer.
Her.
Oh, I love Star.
I love her too.
How old is she really, though? I'm
she's
sure she's
17.
She's 16, 17.
See, this turned 17 this year, I believe.
Oh, I thought she was older.
She's been on that show since, like, she was three or four. Todd was on there when Roger Howard was on.
Oh, that's one I loved, One Life to Live.
Oh, wasn't that? Wasn't Roger Howard-Todd really good?
Yes.
He's a fabulous actor.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll come back.
I like him on As the Boat Turns right now. That's why I haven't been watching One Life to Live. But they haven't been on Roger Howard as Paul hasn't been on. He's only on, like, on there once a week or something. I guess because the show's ending, they're just dying down the story arcs, I guess. But, you know, I just love him. And I mean, I like this Todd, but there's nobody that could play Todd better, you know, like the way he played Todd, you know.
Okay, so if we are trying to save out the Batoon, but I will not want Roger Howard coming back because, you know what,
he could come back as a twin brother or something. Or
twin brother. No more twins.
Or no, just create a whole new role for him if he wanted to come back, because I like this Todd too, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a really good actor. I mean, he could go to any soap opera and do really well in it.
Oh, he's a fine actor.
I know.
Did anybody catch Weinar today?
Oh, yes.
You saw the new Abby?
Yeah, I'm not sure
she's
about her yet.
The Guiding Light. She's a good little actress.
She is a good actress.
She's cute.
Okay, now Abby, she was played on Guiding Light, so.
I liked her on Guiding Light.
Lizzie. Abby's been aged a lot now, I take it.
Yeah, and you know.
They want to go in a different direction.
But in a way that doesn't make sense, because you are making.
That's what daytime does.
Well, I know, but you're making Nick and Victoria only a couple of years older than her, not like. You know,
that's
not
like.
Oh,
like,
no, I don't think she's as old as they are.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying, you know, when the other actress was playing, there was like this big age difference. But now with this one, they age through 10 years. I read a magazine saying they age through like 10 years older.
Look at Hope on Bone the Beautiful.
She
was like a 5-year-old or something back in 2004. Now she's 17 or something, I think.
And she's still not old enough for Oliver.
So I take it you don't like her with Oliver?
No, I do, but I don't like that I have a feeling they're going to put him with Steffi.
Oh, God, do not say that.
He's just letting her kiss on him. And my thing is this: if you say to your girlfriend, "It's fine, we're not going to go that far because you're not comfortable," you don't let another girl come and supposedly get off me. No. Keep going. Just kiss me on my neck. You don't have to kiss on my lips to not have feelings.
I don't care.
Whatever you're touching, you're gonna feel it. So that means. It's off limits. You don't do that.
I cannot stand Steffi. I just want to wing her little neck. One day,
She's just her body for all it's worth.
I was texting Terry one day, and I go, you know what? Steffi and Sam might as well be sisters, you know? Can they just, like, put them on a boat and accidentally blow them up to some, you know, and...
The only thing I have to say that, at least with Steffi, she's playing bad, and she's telling you to your face, this is how it's going to be, and I'm going to make sure it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And she's actually following through, and she's not getting anybody's coffee. She's getting coffee brought to her.
I know.
Because her moves are going to work on Oliver because he's already halfway there.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's already telling.
I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, Oliver, if you go there, that's the end of you and Hope.
But my thing is, he already lied to Hope saying nothing happened. Stephanie was there. He didn't tell her that she was in her lingerie. Sitting on his lap, kissed him on the lips. And then when he moved his head, he had his hands on her, her hips or her thighs, and she was kissing on his neck.
What's sad about is that he was even considering going with her plan.
Right.
You know, He kept looking at Hope's picture to remind him.
Exactly. And then not only that, then he's staring at Bridget and Owen on his freaking iPod, and instead of just deleting it, he's staring like, what am I going to do with this? Like, I feel like he wanted to out them, but he wasn't sure if he was going to do it. And it's like, dude, stop being wishy-washy.
I know.
Pick a side and stay on it.
I know.
Like, I like him, but I have a feeling they're going to put him with Stephanie.
Oh, God.
And I like it, too. And I don't
like it. I have a strong feeling about it, too. The way
Stephanie's... like him with Hope.
It's kind of like Brooke and Taylor all over again, really.
Yeah.
That's
this time
it's Steffi that's the, you know, the, using her wiles or whatever. This
slut. Yep.
I never considered Brooke a slut.
Me either. I didn't either.
About her, because I loved Ridge and Brooke way before Taylor came to town. You know, in my opinion, Taylor's the one that stole Ridge from Brooke.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
They're doing it all. They're just recreating this Taylor and Brooke thing all over again, and this time it's sisters. Technically they're not really sisters, but
stepsisters.
You know,
yeah.
Ridge considers
Hope's
daughter. You know, I feel sorry for Ridge. He's caught between a rock and a hard place. You know.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have this feeling that rumor has it that Deacon is coming back.
That's Hope's dad,
and speaking of Deacon, you know Hope is Deacon's daughter, so underneath it all, Hope is not gonna. She'll just sit. You know, hopefully she won't sit back too much, and she'll. You know, do something too. She told Brooke today that she wanted to do something, but Brooke told her just don't.
But the thing sounded like she was going to go all the way to
I
me,
know.
Which is so stupid.
If he truly loves Hope, he'll wait for the right time, you know, and not. I hope Rick gets through to him.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's so. Riz and Taylor do not know the lengths that Steffi went to with Brooke. Yes.
I know.
What bothers me is, what's Steffi's mom's name?
Taylor?
Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor. She's a psychologist. Well, like they say, you know, you don't always see what's in front of your face. You can always help other people. But it's like she is defending her daughter, and I'm like, I know it's a soap, and it annoys me, but... Like I told my mom in real life, don't be that parent that says, not my kid. I said, I'll never do anything. But if anybody ever accuses me of something, don't ever say, not my kid, because I don't want you looking stupid. And if I didn't.
I know.
So it's like sometimes when I watch these soaps, I'm like, I don't want reality.
No,
reality, because that's why we watch it. But I need some sort of believability. Come on. You're not going to tell your daughter, you're looking kind of slutty right now. Because there's parents out there in real life that'll say it.
The way she walks around, like the way she comes into this laundry, she just walks, she struts her stuff, and I feel like puking. I mean, she wants people to see her, like, especially
Hope.
She plays with her hair.
She wants to blame the Logans. But Angie wants to blame the Logans on her sister's death. But what did the Logans do so long that caused Phoebe accident? Come on,
I think it's because of Rick. She was involved with Rick or something, right?
But
she
was Phoebe.
She tried to seduce Bill in his house, in his and his wife's bed.
I know.
To get back the company and stole her engagement ring.
I know.
To blackmail him so she can get the company back for her parents. And then her dad found out what she did and didn't like it, but then when he found out that she didn't sleep with him, it was okay. I'm like, devious.
Devious.
And you're applauding
her?
If
my daughter or anybody in my family did something like that, I would put him down and say, what's going on here? Is there something wrong with you? Do you need therapy or something, you know?
Yes. The problem I think that Stephanie has is that she's just, in general, she is jealous because they have something that she doesn't have. Because she went after Bill's wife. I forgot her name. She's a little
Katie.
Yeah,
Katie. She went after Katie.
I know.
She had a problem with Katie.
She went after Brooke because she has a problem because she's with her dad.
Yeah.
She helped Pam, who is the most annoying,
I know,
annoying character ever. Like, I want her to fall in mud or something. I want somebody to do something to her because it's annoying that she gets away with these things.
I want to say.
She did, and now she's going after Hope, and it's
and
she's the grandmother.
Dragon Lady in the room goes, Stephanie is also a whole bag. She cannot talk about the Logan, but she did the same thing. Not to tell where Zayek was his son. And that's my other thing. Okay, Steffi and, Steffi and Huberto are not actually forested. They are Massimos, or Massimos.
I know. I know when Brooke walked into the tape, Steffi goes, I'm a forester. I belong here. I have every, or whatever. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you're not a true forester. You don't have the forester blood in you. The true foresters are like Bridget and
Rick,
you know?
Yeah, and Stone and,
And I mean, I don't get it. I don't know why they're writing Steffi like that. I guess they want to turn her into a bitch, I guess, but that's what she
is.
Her grandmother's the biggest bitch in the world, but what? I guess like grandmother, like granddaughter, I guess, huh?
Oh,
I guess, but I don't like it because I liked Steffi when. Well, I haven't been watching that long. I started watching when Sarah Brown started.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just love what she does. She's a great actress.
Me too.
It was an incredible mistake that GH let her go and didn't write a story for her.
Yeah.
You get someone who did so great in the 90s with your leading man, and then you write this crap for her, and it's like, and then you make her obsessive with her brother. You bring up the supposed past of her being molested, but you don't go through the whole story of why
she
did. And then she gets hit in the head and killed, and I'm like, we don't know why she is the way she is. We know she's crazy.
Exactly.
Why is she crazy?
And you know what? And by having a father like Anthony, thank you, would probably make you a little nuts. And, you know, but
I liked when Claudia came on. I know a lot of people didn't, but, I mean, I was starting to like her a little bit, you know, but then when they kind of made her, towards the end there, I mean, it was kind of ridiculous how they, you know, were writing her, but, I mean, I like Sarah Brown. I was so sad when she left the role.
Yeah.
Me too.
Carly. That's why I fell in love with Sunny and Carly with her, and they just meshed well together, you know. And she was such a good Carly. I mean, I didn't like her at first, Carly at first, because she was getting in the way of Jason and Robin because I was a big Jason Robin fan. But then when she went with Sunny, I fell in love with her character.
Well, she's a very good actress, and writers, they were going to write her one way because it was such a buildup. You know, she was coming to the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to be like this, you know, tough, you know, mob boss lady. She's going to do this.
Yep.
And that they changed it.
Yeah. Oh, they did. You guys, we have 2 more minutes, but we can go into overtime. But I just didn't want to get in trouble again for not telling people goodbye, like, after the minute because they get mad at me. So I was, but I wanted
Who's nominated with her in the Best Actress category?
Laura Wright.
I love Laura, though.
I like both of them, I'm going to be, like, on the fence with that.
Yeah, I like them both, too. I don't know.
And you know what? Another one they fucked up with was Rick Kirst. I'm sorry.
I know.
But yeah,
really,
but I thought there was so many, if they,
but
you know, you their brains, you know, if they used their brains with Rick Hurst, they could have had, like, the Claudia and Rick thing, because I was actually enjoying the Claudia.
Yeah, the evilness of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
I
was hoping, because she was going on to Bold and the Beautiful, I was hoping, you know, that they would have gone together in the show, but no, she had to come, they had to write her in as his cousin. I was like, shit. Well, there goes the idea of them being together on the show.
Right. No,
well, you know, like any other soap, they can switch that in a heartbeat.
I know. Well, you know, Guiding Light kind of went there with a cousin, but their half-cousin's relationship. That was a, I love that storyline. Jonathan and Tammy.
I found that to be a little icky to me.
The way they wrote them, the way that that was written, I mean, they were they even knew that it was kind of a risky thing to do, but
yes,
it really turned out really well. A lot of people liked them as a couple because you did when he first came, Jonathan first came on that show. We didn't know, nobody knew that that they were cousins, but
right.
he was seducing her and he was trying to get with her and. You know, and so we didn't know at first that they were cousins, I guess, but the chemistry was already there, and so they weren't going to change anything around, and that's what made that couple who they were, you know?
They had great chemistry.
And I have all the storyline on a CD, so every time I watch, and they killed her off, and I hated that. I was so
sad. Oh, yeah, that was sad.
I bawled my eyes out. Every time I watch it, I bawled my eyes out.
Yeah, that was, like I said, they had great, she's on AMC now.
Yeah, she
was going with Tom Pelfrey, who played Jonathan
for the longest
time.
Mm-hmm. They are still together, I believe.
Are they still together?
Someone told me they aren't.
Oh, okay.
I love them. There was rumors that he was going to be Dante and General Hospital.
Yeah, and everybody was Holt.
He's like 6'2". So that would have been kind of an odd cast for that. But he's a really good actor. I think.
Yes, he is.
I think maybe he could have come and played Lucky. No, I'm kidding. No, but I think he's a better actor.
Anybody but Jonathan Jackson.
I think Tom Pelfrey can you know win in a.
Before
no one can hear us, I meant to tell everyone that didn't know about the Lost finale is Sunday night.
A 4.5 hours or something. It's like a movie at a week.
I think the first 2 hours are commentary from the and then the next 2 hours of the show. Like, I love Lost. The past 2 years, I'm like, get it off. It sucks. And now I'm like, don't go.
Yeah, and now it's so good. Coming to an end.
Getting good again.
And
but,
it's like,
who got Desmond?
Because
it wasn't.
It wasn't Locke.
And those guys.
No, and Locke.
No,
Desmond, they were
they still haven't found Desmond. I don't know.
Well, somebody must have got him because there was a rope down in the well.
Yeah,
so somebody got
him.
Jack and Sawyer and those guys. And hell, I didn't even know Sawyer was a freaking cop. I thought he was a cop.
Oh, yeah, in the other life, yeah.
In the other life,
You didn't know he was a cop, Bridget? Really?
You know what? That's weird.
For the first season.
No, he was a con artist before he was on the on the plane. But if they I don't know, because now he's a cop like in another I don't know.
In another alternative whatever, I don't know.
I think so. I think it's like an alternate.
What are you doing to me?
Yes.
I don't understand what's going on. I mean, I'm not watchable, but you guys really understand.
I mean, I could follow it last night.
I did, too. I did. Mm-hmm. Now we know that Jack's going to be the next to stay.
Yes.
But what are the other people there for? I mean, are they going to survive? I'm hoping that at least some of them survive. I was reading in the news, I was in the store in the Soap Opera Weekly, whatever it said, you're not going to like, some people are not going to like the ending, and they're going to be talking, people are going to be talking about it in years to come or something.
As long as it's not like Seinfeld's ending, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah,
because Seinfeld's ending was stupid.
I really watched it.
How you can watch a show for years and it's good, and then for
the
final show, it sucks. And that's the same thing that happened to Will and Grace. I did not like how they ended it.
I said, you gotta be kidding. It was horrible. Yep, that was a bad ending.
I can't wait for Grey's this week, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, Grey's is going to be good
that
tomorrow.
Shooter,
oh,
it's who gets shot?
I don't
because
want that
Because it's hands to Perez, or not Perez, but the redheaded guy. And then
Christina?
No. But yeah, Christina's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, the doctor, either him, I wonder if it is Karev. I don't think it's gonna be like
McDreamy or Steamy, and
yeah, I don't think it's gonna be none of them. I think